Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford. Brett reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rivera moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Otis reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-1, Royals. UL Washington pinch hits for Freddie Patek. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Washington steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Randall moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Carew reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Norwood scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford bunts towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Serum scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquett pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Paquett now playing left field. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood pinch hits for UL Washington. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.